The Second Oldest Profession, A World History of Espionage, Part 1, Lecture 6, The Gunpowder Plot, 1605.
In our last lecture, we covered the central importance of the history of the Protestant Reformation in England as a backdrop to the religious wars of the 16th and 17th century. It was in the context of Catholic intrigues against the Protestant Queen Elizabeth I of England that gave birth to the first modern spymaster, Sir Francis Walsingham, who served as Elizabeth's spymaster from 1571 until his death in 1590. Queen Elizabeth I was understandably quite reluctant to place a fellow monarch and family member on trial. Any consideration about executing her cousin went directly against the grain of her beliefs about rule by divine right, and she rightly feared that the trial might ultimately undermine her own authority. Sir Francis Walsingham was keenly aware of the hornet's nest surrounding the question of Mary, Queen of Scots, but he was also convinced that until Mary was tried and executed, her mere existence as an alternative to Queen Elizabeth would encourage Catholic conspirators throughout Europe to continue to plot the assassination of the English Queen. Driven by the priority of the security of the English Queen, Walsingham spared no expense from his personal fortunes to push the matter forward, and in late 1586, he persuaded the Queen to appoint a special jury of 42 peers, judges, and the Privy Council to conduct a trial of Mary, Queen of Scots, for plotting the overthrow of the English crown. Mary was brought to the trial on the 25th of September at Fotheringay Castle, where she refused to participate on the grounds that she was not an English subject and therefore not subject to a trial ordered by Queen Elizabeth. Only with the threat of trial in absentia did she agree to participate at all. When asked of her connections with Ballard and Babington, Mary denied everything. When her ciphered letters were read and her own secretaries testified against her, she accused Walsingham of fabricating the letters to bring about her ruin. Walsingham stood up and defended his public honor, saying, "I have done nothing unbeseeming an honest man, neither in my public condition and quality have I done anything unworthy of my place." Mary accepted Walsingham's reply and took back her accusation. Several scholars have identified this as the turning point of the trial, the moment when Mary appeared to resign herself to inevitable execution. On the 25th of October, 1586, the jury reached a verdict in Westminster. Mary was convicted of compassing, practicing, and imagining Her Majesty's death. The only problem that remained was Queen Elizabeth herself. She was hesitant to sign Mary's death warrant, even though she had been found guilty on the basis of overwhelming evidence of plotting her assassination in conspiracy with foreign enemies of England. For more than 3 months, Elizabeth swayed between execution or mercy. Finally, on February 1st, 1587, Elizabeth signed Mary's death warrant. Before the Queen could change her mind yet again, her Privy Council took action and carried out the execution by beheading on February 8, 1587, in Fotheringay Castle. When the announcement of her execution was released, church bells rang and there was considerable celebration in streets throughout the towns and villages of England.